are here with your host Tom. Who else we got in the studio today?
I am, well, that's you.
I thought that you.
Oh, I didn't.
Oh,
know. So, oh shit!
You forgot your intro. Yo, alright, let's leave that in there. Alright, Toby, what's yours?
Guys, Toby the guy, senpai.
Who's Taft fan out on the pod, aka the champion?
You man, good today.
I'm not even gonna put like Mo on top, just for the people.
It's your boy Mo.
Yeah, simple.
Yeah, simple, sweet.
Yes.
Guys, Tom, I'm gonna ask you a question still. I just want a yes or no answer, okay?
All right, then.
Okay. So no context, because I know.
All right, give it to us straight.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna hold.
No levels.
I'm not gonna hold you to the answer, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Honesty, is that the best policy? Yeah.
No.
Situational.
You said yes or
I said
no.
Yes or no.
Answer,
no,
you answer the goddamn question,
yes,
nigga.
No,
answer the question.
Yes.
Tough.
Yes.
Yeah. You sure?
I know where he's gonna go. Oh, he's such a...
Wait, where's he gonna go? Okay.
Okay,
what about you, Tom? What do you think?
What's your answer?
Huh?
What do you think? Is honestly the best policy.
Did I ask myself the question? Listen, let's carry on.
Tom, people want to know.
Okay, no, it's not the best policy.
Of course not. This guy's toxic.
Gang.
Toxic time.
I wouldn't call myself toxic. I act in my own self-interest. So I call myself selfish.
I swear you literally call yourself toxic.
That was
Tom.
A joke, Toby. You have some lot.
We have at least four individual clips of you calling yourself toxic.
All I'm saying...
If you lie again, I will send that to the police.
Either way. Nah, because I was in a situation recently. Obviously.
Of course.
No comment.
You guys are freaks, right? Anyway, I came across some information that may or may not affect the feelings of someone I was talking to.
Okay.
And I was curious of whether I should, what's called, if I was obligated to tell them the truth or to, what's called, protect their feelings.
That's some toxic shit.
Can we hear some details?
About I didn't tell you the truth because I wanted to protect your feelings.
Nothing to it. Okay.
Yeah, but just details so we can give our...
Yeah, a bit of context, mate.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
Come on, Sean.
Okay. Yeah. This specific girl.
Yes.
She was in a relationship for a certain amount of time.
All right then.
To the point where her friends knew the significant other.
Okay.
Okay. Relationship ended. It was very messy, you know. The typical "I hate you, I hate you." Da 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 da.
Disgusting.
Yeah, nothing out of the usual.
Sound.
So, turns out, what's it called? There was a bit of crossover between when the girl's friend was linking the ex and their relationship. There was a tiny bit of crossover. Let's say a week. And the girl still doesn't know that her friend's linking what's it called. Their friends looking at the ex. And I was just curious on whether or not you guys would actually tell or not. Because these friends, they are very reliant on each other mentally as well and emotionally.
And what, psychically linked?
You're a mug, bro.
Just understand the emotion.
Psychically linked.
I told you.
Why are they allowed to speak like this?
We can't silence him. too much freedom to talk.
And they're very reliant, so the loss of that friendship will have a big impact on the girl.
Are they all friends, by the way?
I know one of them.
To be fair.
So wait, so are you friends with the girl and the girl's friend that is with the ex right now?
Let's call us friends. Yeah, I'm friends with the girl.
Just chat to her.
Do you know for a fact that the friendship would end though? Like, that's an assumption that the friendship would end.
Whether the friendship ends or not, that trust is gone. And these men, when I say, their friendship is very weird, bro. Like, they are very reliant on each other.
Say their names real quick, just for the pod.
Stop it, sir.
Okay.
But I was just curious because I'm not asking what I should do in that situation, but I was curious on what you guys would do. Like, do you guys think it's better to preserve their mental health?
Tom, that's toxic. Listen, that's what people that gaslight say, fam. They say, I didn't tell you the truth because I was trying to protect your well-being. You didn't tell me
that's
because of your own
Taff.
Selfish reasons. Taff, it's not about you doing it for me.
Taff, first of all, I literally have no selfish stake in this. It honestly doesn't make a difference to me.
All right, then.
Okay, gaslighting is telling someone something is false when it's very true.
Okay.
For me, I have an option whether to... It's a lie by omission, which maybe some people still consider a
it's
lie.
It's a lie. You literally just said a lie by omission. Some people but consider listen, it a lie. It's a
some
lie
people like so. I call it a little gray area still, but it's either way, area. I'm just curious. Would you guys want to preserve the feelings and the friendship and their mental state, or would you tell the truth?
I think so. There's concealing the truth, and then there's having to go out and tell the truth. Really, I wouldn't. It's not my business.
Of course, you wouldn't.
What's that meant to be?
I hate all of you.
Wait, what do you mean? What would you do?
Because I feel like Tas can say the same thing.
No. I'm just gonna say telling the truth is always a good thing.
Thank you, Tas.
As long as it's your truth to tell. As long as it's your truth to tell, what do you mean?
Wait, I'm so confused. So wait, in this situation, am I friends with the girl?
I'm talking to one.
The original girl.
Yes.
The original girl. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm friends with her. The girl.
Romantically involved.
Romantically involved with her. Cool.
Yes.
Now the girl that her friend that is doing a thing with her ex. Yeah. Am I friends with her? No. Or we're just aware of each other.
We're aware of each other.
Hang on.
You're confused. How do you find out? I'm romantically involved with the girl I'm talking to, yeah? I'm not going to let her know that her friend is doing her dirty. You're silly. If I'm letting her know straight.
No, because what's it called?
That's not my business. It's not my business. Swear. It's my business.
But it's just a link, Mo.
No, wait. Even if it is just a link, yeah?
You're not there to stay. It's a vacation.
Wait.
Oh my God. Oh dear. Why is that being demonized?
Or summer.
It's just an analogy.
I don't want to hear Taf call me toxic anymore, bro.
I don't want to hear you call me toxic anymore.
It's not
this
that
is terrible.
It's not even serious.
Am I still toxic?
You both are.
Guys, Toby, come on.
I'm treated to summer link.
It's a summer link, like, or whatever you want to call it, but it's not a permanent thing, fam.
But vacation.
This is my own opinion. This whole, it's my business. It's not my business thing. When you're talking to people, yeah. If you were the person that was being wrong, would you not want to know?
There we go.
So I don't understand this whole, oh, it's not my business, so I'm not going to tell. I'm telling.
You're a snitch.
Yes, I know.
You're a snitch.
No, because I don't understand this whole mental state thing, yeah. Cool. So if they're really reliant on each other, and you want to make sure that like none of them spiral or break down, yeah. In the future, should this come out, and it most likely will, because this kind of stuff doesn't stay shush for their entire lifetime, yeah. Can you think about? They'll have to think about. Okay, so I've been friends with this person for X amount of years. They started doing this in this year. So for the past 15 years, let's just give a random number. Example, random number. Yeah, they've been lying to me to my face this entire time.
Wait, Tom,
how are you gonna feel,
Tom? How did you find out?
I found out. Yeah. They got caught lacking, bro.
Oh. So do they know that? Do they know that you know? Do they know that you know?
The guy knows that I know.
See, they got caught
it's
lacking.
Sticky situation, not even, man. It's a lose-lose.
Lose for who?
Because I knew the guy, and I was just I think I was on a jog that day, and they don't live too far from here anyway.
Yeah, because
and like, I caught the girl.
He caught him with his mistress.
I caught him at his yard, bro.
All I'm gonna say is, Tom,
at his yard.
You shouldn't be doing that, Tom.
There's like
doing what?
Catching niggas lacking. And
I was
that,
on a run, bro.
Yeah,
like, Tom, you look, you keep your head down and you keep jogging.
Like this situation reminds me of one I heard of. I'm not sure if it was on Three Shots or it might be another podcast where pretty much this guy has a girlfriend, right? And their dad kept on going off to places, and then like one day he just like came home like super late. So the whole family was concerned, like, oh, where's this guy at? So they have like on iPhones, I'm pretty sure you can like check his location really, and then the boyfriend recognized that location as being a brothel. Yeah. And no one else knew. No one else knew, like, okay, like this is what this place is really. So now
check it though.
So yeah, but it might be a building. We don't know whether it's a brothel or not.
Yeah,
like pretty much this, like the boyfriend's figured out, like, okay, your dad's at a brothel pretty much.
Why does the boyfriend know it's a brothel, bro? That's the question.
Yeah.
Well, he's just a
that's
guy.
That's one of them ones that you expose it. Yeah, everyone's going
how
down
do you
from that
this?
Case.
How do you
Yeah, but regardless, like he knows essentially. So now, like, is it his, like, should he tell his girlfriend, the family or not? Like,
and that's
it's
what
one of them
that's
situations.
What dad's doing.
Yeah, like.
Yes.
You should.
I'm consistent with it.
Yeah. You just have to speak to him. It's always is he married to the mom? Like, by the way, like, what was the relationship between the dad and the mom?
Well, yeah, they're married. Yeah.
And his profession doesn't require him to be there.
What profession requires to be at a brothel town?
Just to give this nigga one more out.
I very much for the sake of the story, like he's there to do what
he's there for. You fucked it, fam.
Yeah.
So, hey, depending on what type of person you are, some people might blackmail the dad. Some people might just snitch. Some people keep their head down, keep jogging.
I think there are ways to go about it.
You can set up situations.
You can't. How are you going to... Blackmailing would be disgusting.
I think make it a lot easier. It would, but
your stepdad can never chat to you again.
Huh? Easier for them to get caught.
Yeah, make it easier.
He's my dad-in-law.
No, stepdad.
Your father-in-law. Yeah, your father-in-law could never like speak to you anyway. Like,
who cares? If anything, I would chat to him and let him know, bro, I know what you're doing. I'll go chat to your family and tell them. I'm giving you a week. He doesn't tell him within a week, then...
Is a week enough time to tell information? Right. I say just give him 24 hours just to add some pressure.
How long has he been going out to these brothels, man? He can come and chat to them within a week, fam.
You're tearing that family dynamic apart, bro.
I'll let them maintain this fallacy.
I haven't disagreed with you. I'm just curious about your, like, big man. Bro. These family, they're stable family.
Would you rather live a lie...
You're not living a lie, big man.
No, wait. Like, I'm asking you, if you were in that family, would you rather live a lie and like not know what's going on? Or would you like to know the truth? I don't understand about breaking up the family.
Everyone likes to know the truth, but the question is, can you handle the truth?
Yeah.
And you can't handle the truth.
That's sort of the thing. I guess, like, you trying to protect him, I guess, is you trying to do the right thing, and then by you... tell him, like, especially if it comes from you as well, like that may add like an extra layer of like hurt to it too, which is why I sort of agree with the approach of like talking to the person and then being like, like it should come from you, really.
I don't know.
To be fair, to go back to my answer to your question, the honesty is the best policy, and if it's down to you as a person, man, you just have to say it.
Because I realized,
to be fair, if you're that, there's ways to do it. My approach would be more subtle. You know, quietly pull him to the side. I know that location. I know which one I'm talking about. I know who Susan is. So listen, you're married here. You got a good situation going on with your family. You know, don't ruin that, bro. Don't do that.
He already has.
He ruined it already.
Do you think you'd have to tell everyone, or would you give him an out and say, nah, bro, stop, or else I'll tell?
Oh, no, I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing a stop, or else I'll tell to him.
Yeah.
Really?
Because then what, he just gets away with it?
Jesus. That's silly. Are you Batman? Why must justice be dealt out? You're some vigilante.
It's about honesty, fam.
No, for you, it's about justice, not about, like, you can't get away with it.
So if I tell him, that's an actual story, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They were noticed the dad missing for time. Then there's only one time he went out for bear time. He was gone out for longer than usual. And then they were like, oh, let's check. So man's been doing it for time. So this guy had an out time ago.
So he needs to stop. So now there's always a chance for you to stop.
Yeah, he had a chance to stop
the first
time.
And the power is in your hands, Mo.
No, it's not.
So
the power's in Susan's hands, fam. And Susan has that nigga whipped.
Bro, the power's in your hands to give him a chance to stop, or you out him, or even then,
regardless. He has to out himself, otherwise, I'm gonna pull up. I'm gonna get Susan.
That's because you want to do chaos, fam. Some people,
just
want to
see the world burn, bro.
See, I'm really in two minds about, because it's essentially like trying to do the right thing, I still don't know what the right thing would be. If there's a possibility that the family just never find out, really, and like they take it all to their graves and they just carry out happy, then you can say like that's a best case scenario, really, rather than telling them and then there's heartbreak. Someone's dealing with some stuff. Do you prioritize, I guess, their well-being over the fact that they're living a lie, or are you all right with them living a lie just as long as they're happy? Like, that's sort of where...
I probably would also chat to my... my girlfriend first. Because it was the girlfriend's family, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd chat to the dad. Yeah. Tell him, you tell them. Yeah, I want you to do it. I'm not going to give him a deadline. Then if he doesn't talk to the family and, like, expose himself, I'll just chat to the girl and be like, yeah, so I know your dad's on some nastiness. Like, you, what do you want to do here?
Oh.
Yeah. I'll let her handle it. Because that's her family at the end of the day. So
you do an anonymous call thing, like Scream. You say, you have 2 hours. to tell them about the brothel.
You're a villain.
Hang up.
Oh, you're a villain.
And hang up and just
you're
hang up.
You're a villain.
By then he's thinking like, who is this? How do you know?
Jesus Christ.
You're actually a villain, sir.
Or else.
But the original scenario just had me thinking, how honest am I actually meant to be with the person? Listen,
you could just lay out the situation, fam.
No, I mean like in general. I just started thinking, how honest do I actually have to be with this girl?
I mean, is this like... Like Taff referred to it as a summer link, but is this like a girl that you would?
It's an ongoing situation.
Ongoing situation.
How like I'm just thinking in general. How honest do I have to be? Because like listen, we've actually I'm not sure about you, man, but when I'm honest majority of the time, but there's certain times I have an opportunity to say something I'm not gonna do it because we know what's gonna happen. You know how the girl's gonna react, okay. And you can do without saying it.
All right, Ed.
You can do without saying it. So I was just saying, I'm just curious. Is honesty really the, is that the best route to go? So like, I think you can keep some stuff to yourself some of the time. Like, what do you man think though?
So you're saying like you should, like, should you tell your partner like everything?
Yeah.
Pretty much, or like a romantic partner.
Because like, bro, like, I'm not going to ask more, but like, guys, do you think you should tell your partner every single thing?
Like, I feel like the delivery of the truth is better.
So you're going to manipulate...
Better. I mean, more important. As in, if someone asks you if they look fat in a dress, like, the answer could... You could just say yes. You don't have to add anything extra to that to make them feel a certain way. That's what I mean by delivery. I'm just saying, like, if someone asks you for the truth here or your opinion or something like that, you don't have to say anything that's unnecessary, is what I'm saying. You can still say the truth, you know. Don't be offensive and that's it.
I don't know. I just think you can do without some truth sometimes. Like you can put.
Has there ever been a question that you've been asked where it's like the truth that? Give us an example of one where you yourself have not told the truth or refused to answer the question.
Okay. This wasn't asked. This was okay. This wasn't asked to me, but for example, a girl asks on the topic of body count and whatnot.
Oh, why?
God.
And
you know what? You promised we wouldn't do this on the podcast.
No, first of all, I can't.
You made a vow and said we would never ever mention that
topic. I'm selling my soul. And listen.
All right, nah,
okay,
listen.
No, okay, let me find. I'll ask a different question then.
All right, thank you, Tom.
Okay, let's say a girl asked me, or let's say someone that you've been seeing has now come into your social circle. Mm-hmm. She might not be saying, but she's there. Do you think it's necessary to inform your partner?
Wait, someone that I've seen.
Someone you've seen in the past. Oh.
But is now a...
Like someone friend. That's just a bad, isn't it? Like someone that's just...
Yeah. Wait, so someone that you've seen in what sense though? Like an ex or like a fling thing?
Let's say a fling.
Oh, of course you tell your partner, fam. Yeah. Either way you tell your partner, sorry.
Yeah.
Either way.
Of course you do. How do you know?
So yes. Too, yeah.
Like I'm just saying we're at a party. Like let's say we're at a party at your man's yard.
Mm-hmm.
She's there.
Of course.
Do you need to fill your bun?
Oh. You'd probably tell them when you get back home, man, or when the party's finished.
Actually, I don't know about that. Yeah. I don't know. I thought you meant like they're actually...
They hang around.
They're going to become ingrained in your social circle.
No, not as friends, but like just someone that they're about, like in a party.
So bro,
not
if
like
they come to a party if it's a one-time and they thing, leave, like leave. You don't need to say anything.
Yeah, it's a one-time thing.
It's not even like a secret. Like, listen, if they ask like who that person is, you can just say, oh, that's Keisha. Used to see Keisha here and there.
Then they ask, how do you know him?
Keisha, we used to see each other. Yeah, that's that.
I don't know, I just think sometimes like it doesn't matter. Like, I'm not saying you should straight up lie to them, but
then the mission, what else would you do?
Listen, you don't need to say anything.
As in, what if they ask you though?
I'm just saying, you don't need to, because I was talking to one girl and she said, I do, I would want you to tell me. She would want me to tell her.
All right, cool.
Why? Okay. What does that, would you guys want your partner's CV? Like, as in all the past relationships they had.
Oh, so like background check.
Yeah, background check.
No. I want actually only sexual health.
Fair enough. I'd want to know, is anyone in your past a felon? I think that's standard. why are you not laughing? You think it's funny? she's dating some fucking Jack the Ripper thug. That said, if anyone... touches this girl on my life, they're dead. Like, bro. And you go like, well, her ex like fucking kills niggas for a living. You'd want to know that. I'll just say, if you've dated anyone that's potentially dangerous, let me know, you know?
What kind of girls have you been seeing?
That's a fair enough point.
Listen, I'm blind.
Huh? Wait, you wear glasses, but anyway. But nah, that's a fair point though. I can't lie. I guess that's a case where it'd be useful if it's genuinely like for the sake of your safety. But yeah, most times, I don't really need to know.
Exactly, but that's what I'm saying. Sometimes there's no need. Sometimes you just don't need to say anything.
Yeah, but sometimes in those situations, like you don't need to know because it's not relevant.
Yeah. I feel like it causes problems. It might cause a problem. Knowing too much.
Yeah, it could do.
Like, I feel like it's just unnecessary stress. Yeah. Like, it's a problem you don't need to deal with. You don't need to. I could just stay where it is.
No, but see, the thing is, yeah, for example, you know, let's say a girl that you previously did things with is now in your, like, properly in your social circle, like.
Mm-hmm.
So, parties you go to, she's going to. She's hanging out with your friends when you're hanging out with your friends, yeah? She seems to become a friend of the group as well. So, she's in the group. You have to tell her, yes or no, surely.
If she's in the group.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would.
You tell your girl then, right?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because she's a, you know, recurring character.
Recurring character. But if it's a one-time thing, you wouldn't tell her. Yeah.
There's no need.
Fair enough. Okay.
It's like a cloud.
We don't disagree.
There's no need.
It only makes sense. What?
A cloud passing by. You know, just
a cloud. Oh.
You don't really point and say, hey, look at that cloud.
You and your analogies today.
That's a bad one, though.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking, like,
clouds, vacation.
I've been told, like, people. Some girls I've been involved with want me to be completely honest with them. And I looked at them, I'm like...
With everything? They just want to know everything off the bat?
Like, they know, like, what's called... They want to know straight up everything about me. I was like, there's no need. There is honestly no need. Like, I don't need to be honest with you about everything. I think as long as something... Unless something is directly affecting us, or may directly affect us in the future...
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, because they're buried.
Wait, would you feel a way if your partner denied information or giving you information?
Also, if you ask and...
Yeah, if you ask for the CV and they said no.
Is it detrimental to my health?
No, as in like you want certain answers, but they're not giving you the answers.
Can you give an example of a question?
So like the CV, like, you know, so you're asking, hey, can I know everyone that you've been with in the past? You get me?
Oh.
And they're like, no. I don't want to tell you because of my own reasons. I don't feel that would be conducive to the relationship. I don't think that would be helpful for us. Yeah. So if they have their own legit reasons, that's like, I don't think that's a smart move type of thing to even do that for the future. I think that should be kept secret. Would you feel a way?
No.
No, I just I don't have any questions anyway, but you respect it and you keep moving.
I'd probably do the same thing, to be fair.
But the difference is, I guess, is if you care, if you actually want, if with every relationship that you go into, you want that question answered and then they don't answer it, then it's just, that's a super big conflict of interest. The relationship surely has to end.
I mean, I don't know. It depends on how much you value that.
Yeah, that's my point. Like, if you go into a relationship like wanting that question answered,
yeah,
and that's not something you're not willing to budge on, then I'm surely that's the only case in which it actually proves a problem if they say no.
Yeah.
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 But does not
someone have to compromise? Yeah. In sense.
Does that not still class as admission though, or withholding information? Does that not still count? Because you were like...
No, but you're being open that there's information that you're withholding.
Yeah.
Like, there's a difference to, like, girls can, like, people can always assume, like, oh, okay, well, he's 20-something years old, I guess he could be with this girl, this number of girls, and done, X, Y, and Z. But then, if they ask a question, and you just tell them, like, I'm not going to tell you. Like, I'm being honest, I'm not going to tell you, but there's information, but I'm not telling you. Mm. Then it's completely different to actually just, like, plain out lying. So, or lying by omission, but yeah.
Hmm. So, like, I think we're in agreement that, I think you guys are in agreement anyway, for the most part, that saying I should tell the girl about the situation going on.
We've been giving him advice the whole time.
So, Mo did, and Tav said his piece as well.
Yeah.
Fair.
But, like,
you said it's not his business, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I said that. It's not my business. I still think that it's.
Do you really think the fallout is worth the stress?
You see, the things that I could only just imagine, if she finds out and then she's like, Tom, did you know?
I'll say no
the whole time.
So now you're just
that's.
I'll say no. Listen, if I have now decided to hold the information, I'm gonna forget that information. Like that information just never existed in my head.
Tom,
I don't care. Tom, no, for me, because most likely I'm gonna end up telling the girl.
That's why he's off camera. Most likely going to attach a face to the bigotry being spewed on this here episode.
No, most likely, I'm going to tell the girl, but if I decide to withhold information, I'm not going to lie, it's stressed down the line.
Yeah, but even then, like, it's out. Now you're sort of lying out of self-interest rather than the well-being of that particular person, right?
As I said, I act out of self-interest.
Fair enough.
Quite the simple creature.
Yes. He wants what he wants. And that's that. But yeah, I think in that case, I probably wouldn't tell. I can't lie, it's tough. But
you wouldn't tell?
I don't know what the right thing to do would be. So I'll just not do anything in that case.
I remember that if you're in the same position. My guy.
Swear.
Yeah, for all of
but
it.
But you're my friend.
No, no,
Mo, you're my friend.
Right, Mo, tell so me. Like,
I'll tell you, of course. I'll tell you straight away.
I said most likely I'm going to tell the girl, bro.
You're asking questions, which means you weren't sure.
Yeah.
Whoa, you're my friend.
And what? It's not my business.
Hold on. Let me think about this. Yeah.
It's not my business. See, now he's thinking. Wait, Toby.
No, like, I'm thinking from like the other... I didn't think the other person's perspective, really. But I don't know what would be best for me. I would just want to know. Like, I'd always want to know. I'd always want to know this other person, really. But now it's the person who's like, who has the power to... Of like, whether or not this person knows or not. You'll know how that's going to affect their well-being. I don't know how my well-being is going to be
affected.
Yeah,
but then if you're
their
friend, you can be there for them.
Yeah, you can, but even then it's
they've
like,
got other friends as well. Like.
No, friends have different roles though, I'm not gonna lie. Friends have different, like sometimes you can't be there for them in the way that another friend can.
Yeah, that's what they've got other friends to handle that role.
I'm not gonna lie, because again, as I said, everyone would want to know the truth. It just depends on big man in your friend, as their friend, sometimes acting in their self-interest might be not telling them.
Mm.
If you get what I mean. Mm. Like, sometimes the pain caused may be not worth the truth.
No, the pain is worth it, sorry.
Is it always worth it?
Every time.
It's worth every time.
Every time.
You're living a lie. You're living a lie.
Extreme case.
Because you said they're close friends. They rely on each other. The person that you're relying on is snaking you like this.
Yeah, if they're close friends and
let's be serious, man. You have to tell them.
What's really going on here?
You have to tell them.
Yeah.
He's their character, but I just don't think that. Sometimes I think there are exceptions where you can say, listen, the fallout is not worth it. Like sometimes the truth can't stay buried.
Yeah, some I think there are definitely some cases you could think of where like that's the case. Well, the truth, I don't think that there's anything always wrong with living a lie as long as like the truth, like if you know the truth is going to have negative implications really, then sometimes it's
truth hurts, a lie.
Like Lizzo ignorance is sort of bliss.
Why man? Great till they gotta be great.
Hmm?
What?
That's what Lizzo said.
Yeah.
Oh.
The truth hurts.
The truth hurts.
Yeah.
But is it necessary?
No. But this wraps up
Starters podcast. It's been your host Mo, aka YB and the Mo. We've been joined by from my right, please.
Your boy Tom.
What?
But he's more opposite you.
No, but he's also on my right.
If you're going around
in a circle.
Anti-clockwise team.
Mm. Yeah, that's right.
Maybe we should start stating that for less confusion. So in an anti-clockwise direction.
Sorry, I made it too complicated. So yeah, it's been your boy Mo, aka YB and the Mo. You've been joined today by...
Toby the Guy Senpai.
Who's tough? Find on the podcast. Aka the champion. Fuck these niggas.
And Tom, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.
Yep.
Follow us on Instagram,
yes, sir.
Spotify, TikTok. I have my personal account.
Also hit up the
Patreon. Is it called?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Patreon, GoFundMe, send the man them to Miami and that still. Come on, bro. You know the team.
Miami would be nice, you know.
Gonna slide out to Miami, homies.
Yeah, sliding out.